Tonight, I want to talk about something very important to me. Fashion. Yeah, look. Even if you don't care about fashion, it's important. It's a form of expression, right? What you wear says something about you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wear that shirt, it says you like that band. You wear those combat boots, it says you're edgy. I wear this pink jacket, it says I'm the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But fashion is a huge part of our culture. And we're about to enter the holiday shopping season where Americans are expected to spend $1.1 trillion.
We are a society that likes to shop.
I have a problem.
8 fucking bags of Supreme.
I got these.
Oh! Did I eat this?
No.
I just think this is amazing.
Research shows some folks actually get a physical high from shopping.
According to analysis provided by the facial tracking company Inviso, she is on a shopping high. Her eyes are wide and alert, mouth slightly open. These are all signs that the pleasure center in her brain is lighting up.
She's not shopping. She just dropped Molly with RoboCop. Now, in the 1980s, the average American bought about 12 new articles of clothing every year. Makes sense, right? You guys remember back to school shopping? Yeah. Right? Your mom takes you to Old Navy. You get 2 pairs of jeans, a performance fleece, and a jacket. That was it. You're like 7th grade. Here I come. Now, the average American buys 68 new pieces a year. And that is largely because of this dominant force in the clothing industry.
Fast fashion is a series of chain retailers who basically are able to look at the runways and make garments really quickly and put them into a see now, buy now kind of retail environment.
Fast fashion is also about, when we say fast, it's not gonna last in your wardrobe very long.
Fast fashion is about making trendy clothes quick, cheap, and disposable. It's like toilet paper that almost makes you look like Ariana Grande. It's like almost. Now, there are a lot of fast fashion retailers, but you know the big ones. Fashion Nova, Topshop, H&M, and of course, Zara. Yeah, fast fashion is popular because it's democratized high fashion, and they do that by knocking off designer brands at scale. You guys remember this video, right?
I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks.
So when she says those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks, she's talking about these shoes, which cost about $800. So pretty soon, Zara started selling these for $60. For $60, you could basically be a discount version of Cardi B. You know, an Azalea Banks. Now, this entire business model has changed the world. And that is why I want to talk about fast fashion. Fast fashion is fashion now. Just look at this room tonight. Every brown dude here is officially brought to you by Zara. That is why we all look like we manage a BMW dealership in Fremont. Like, I feel like you're going to come in and be like, what do I have to say for you to walk out of here with a 3 Series? And I get why we love it. We want the feeling of luxury without paying full price. We want to look expensive-ish. Right? We've all been to H&M and been like, dress shirt for $8? Cool. I just got to look decent at this wedding. But just like Cinderella, everything dissolves by midnight.
The average American woman is buying 64 new articles of clothing per year, half of which are worn 3 times or less. The only mass market retailer that can cater to this extreme need we have for variety right now at an average price point that anyone could afford is currently H&M and Zara. And that's why fast fashion has been the only segment of the fashion industry that's grown over the last 15 years.
That's an understatement. Fast fashion companies are killing legacy brands. Just look at Gap, Levi's, and the parent company of Tommy Hilfiger and Calvin Klein. Now look at H&M and Zara. That is total domination. It's like when white people got into the yoga game. They blew us out of the water. You guys kicked our fucking ass. Like, we were humming along for thousands of years, and then core power hit Venice Beach, and it's like, it's all over. Zara's parent company, Inditex, is the biggest retail clothing company in the world, which has made Zara's founder, Amancio Ortega, incredibly wealthy. He is the seventh richest person in the world, worth almost $70 billion. Now, you might be wondering, what does Ortega do with all that money? Does he buy a private island? Does he start a space company? Does he run a pointless presidential campaign? Nope.
Who is Ortega?
He really is not a very well-known name like Warren Buffett. Amancio Ortega is a guy who just likes to be left alone. In fact, one of his quotes out there, and there are very few of them, is that I just want to live a normal life and be able to sip coffee with my wife in the piazza with nobody paying attention to me.
That is so European. He's like, I want to sip coffee in the piazza, smoke cigarettes, and sleep with the sister of my wife. Just a normal life. Ortega started his retail empire back in 1975 when he opened his first clothing store, which he called Zorba. This is true. Zara was originally called Zorba. But there was also a bar in town called Zorba, and the owner complained. So Ortega just rearranged the letters to say Zara. Yeah, even back then, Zara was knocking off other brands. But still, there was a reason why Zara became the world's biggest clothing retailer. They pioneered and perfected the fast fashion business model. Now, generally, legacy brands release huge amounts of clothes in a few seasonal releases. They spend months designing lines, buying and treating fabrics, manufacturing in bulk, and distributing. It's a process that can take nearly 2 years. 2 years! Watergate took the same amount of time it took Gucci to come up with this Trudeau turtleneck. All right, I'll tell you what, Nixon would have been impeached way faster if he had just worn that sweater. I'm just saying. Now, anyway, in the 80s, Zara completely changed the fashion game by combining two techniques. The first is quick response manufacturing, which basically says, forget big expensive releases. Let's knock off a design quick, keep raw materials on hand, only make more if it's popular, and streamline distribution. So when new trends break, these companies catch the wave with lightning speed.
Kim Kardashian recently took to social media to slam fast fashion brands 2 days after she wore an eye-catching Terry Mugler design, which had been ripped off by Fashion Nova. Within 24 hours of Kim being seen in the outfit, Fashion Nova launched a very similar dress just for $50.
Look at that. Within 1 day, everyone looked like they accidentally put on their dress backwards. All because of Kim K. I would wear that dress. I'm just very sensitive about the way my lungs look. Look, this is happening all the time. These Brother Valise shoes retail $715. Zara's knockoff, $60. This Knots and Vibes dress retail $130. Fashion Nova's, $40. Now, you're probably wondering, how is any of this legal?
Knockoffs mostly are not counterfeits. People tend to conflate them, but they're not the same.
This is a counterfeit. It copies the symbols of the brand that made the original.
So counterfeits are typically illegal.
Knockoffs, on the other hand, just resemble the design of the original. And that's usually fine.
Knockoffs are basically legal. That's why you can go to Times Square and get a purse made by Yves Saint Laurent. I got my wife one. I was like, baby, look. It's a Laurent. It's French. And she's like, Hassan, it says Larry. And I'm like, babe, why would Mexican Elmo lie to me? Now, making knockoffs super fast means companies depend on real-time data to regulate supply and demand, monitor trends, and scour social media for feedback. Which brings us to the second pillar of their business model, dynamic assortment, which is just a fancy way of saying, sell new shit every day. If quick response helps catch waves fast, dynamic assortment constantly pumps out new products to see what sells.
H&M salespeople tell us new clothes come in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
And instead of two seasons a year, we practically have 52 seasons a year. So we have something new coming in every week. And fast fashion has created this.
52 seasons a year. You know we call them weeks, right? No one needs that much new stuff every week. No other business works like this. I stand corrected. I was wrong. Now, this business model has revolutionized the industry. But it also means we are now drowning in clothes. Last year, Inditex alone made 1.6 billion pieces of clothing, and they run nearly 7,500 stores. Since 2005, they have been opening at a rate of more than one a day. These guys are the new Dunkin' Donuts, except with working credit card readers. Next thing you know, you're gonna walk in for a coffee and then just walk out with three neon puffer jackets. You're like, Iqbal, I can't pay cash. My total is $148. And he's like, just Venmo me at Iqbal786. So look, that's for like five people. Look, we all know fast fashion is stylish and cheap. But let's be real, social media really blew it up. Because whenever we go out, the outfit's gotta be popping for the gram, right? Like, you guys were all in here tonight, you're on the story at Patriot Act Taping. But that outfit's gotta be different than last week's outfit because it's on the gram, which means we always gotta be rotating new looks. Compared to 20 years ago, we're only keeping what we buy half as long. Now look, I'm not saying don't buy clothes, but we're not slowing down, and it is affecting the rest of the industry. Gap, J.Crew, Hollister, Ralph Lauren, Burberry, and Hilfiger have all said that they want to speed up supply chains to be more like fast fashion. And all this churn is coming at a huge cost. Now look, most of us know about the terrible working conditions in factories. At this point, we look at clothes the same way we look at Billie Eilish songs. We're like, wow, I can't believe a kid made that. But a lot of people don't know what these clothes are doing to the planet. In 2015, textile production created more greenhouse gases than international flights and maritime shipping combined. Do you understand what that means? The clothes in your suitcase are screwing up the planet more than the flight you put them on. And the problems start where the clothes start, with the fabrics the clothes are made from.
Growing the cotton to make that jacket will have taken 10,330 liters of water, 24 years of drinking water for one person.
24 years.
That's wild, right?
That is wild. It's crazy.
Ansel Elgort can't believe it took that much water to make his jacket. Now, unfortunately, synthetic fabrics are even worse. Polyester, nylon, spandex use almost 342 million barrels of oil a year. Yeah, Lululemon yoga pants, they're made from oil. I could tell everyone was cool with me shitting on Zara, except you. You were like really mad. You're like, you blew up my spot. But the white people were like, it's fine. The moment I go after Lulu, a bunch of you guys are like, fuck that shit. Getting the Saudis to give up oil is nothing compared to getting Brooklyn to give up yoga pants. That would be SoulCycle's Alamo. It would be a fight to the death. They're like, Ashley, Amber, Alexis, slay. We're just on Pelotons, they don't move. Now, using crude oil to make synthetics is bad, but the way we make another fast fashion fabric called viscose might be even worse. About 33% of the viscose in clothes comes from ancient or threatened forests. And the process involves a huge amount of waste.
After the forests are cleared, the wood is pulped and processed into fabrics called rayon and viscose. But it's shockingly wasteful. As much as 70% of the harvested wood is dumped or incinerated. Just 30% ends up in the garments that we wear.
Why is that music so inspirational? It feels like 8 Mile for loggers. Like, I want to chop down trees now. Now, if you can't tell, making clothes is like the human centipede of supply chains. Because at every turn, it only gets shittier. To manufacture fabrics, processing, dyeing, finishing, you have to use a lot of toxic chemicals, which oftentimes just get dumped in rivers in your villages, like the Chittoram River in Indonesia, where there are factories that H&M and Zara have worked with.
For generations, millions of Indonesians have depended on the Chittoram River. But today, the river is poisoning them. Noor's two children are always sick. She blames the river.
The last time we took him to the doctor,
He told me he had the symptoms of a liver problem.
What do you mean?
Little kids shouldn't have liver problems. I know, it's a hot take. But this textile lobbyist in Indonesia isn't worried at all.
As a father, what does that make you feel to see that children living around factories?
Sometimes like this, if you have so many pollution, I think maybe next 50 years, we are now, what is the X-Men, you know, film X-Men?
Like mutagen.
Mutant, yes. So, yeah. Maybe 50 years, we are now mutant.
Why is he laughing? Apparently, his mutation is not having a soul. By the way, that is such a fucking uncle response. You're like, I'm dying of liver failure. Be positive. Maybe you're a mutant. Also, he's obviously never seen X-Men. Mystique isn't blue because she lived near a denim factory. They have powers, they're not just sick. I bet you his favorite superhero movie is The Fault in Our Stars. He's like, wow, that girl has so many powers. Keep in mind, up until now, I've just been talking about making clothes. Getting rid of clothes is even worse. Guys, come in. The average American now throws away 80 pounds of clothes a year. Yeah, there's more. This, one American does this. Imagine 350 million Americans doing this. How is this the one thing we don't hoard? We will throw away all our clothes, but hang on to expired Visine from 2006. Now look, I know what a lot of you guys are thinking. I can see it in your eyes. None of this applies to me, Hassan. I donate my clothes. I am the Mother Teresa of Marie Kondoing. I can cure leprosy by donating old jerseys with wine stains on them. No, you can't. Most of those clothes are still trash. Just one Salvation Army center in New York creates 18 tons of unwanted clothes every 3 days. And if donated clothes aren't sold in a month, most of them end up here.
What charities can't sell or give away is often sold by the ton to buyers in the developing world. Even there, much of last year's fashion is filling this year's landfills.
Sometimes they pack even very old items and they end up dumping them in Africa or in Kenya. Yeah, we burn them and it is a loss to us because we have already bought them.
I feel like you'll go to summer camp in Kenya and they'll be like, time for s'mores, kids. Gather around the Forever 21 bio. Now, of all the fabric used for clothing, 87% ends up incinerated or in a landfill. Now look, companies know that this is a problem, and they know we care about the environment, which is why you've probably seen some brands trying to show us how woke they are.
This is a brilliant idea, fashion, but with a more sustainable means of production. My top is made from plastic bottles originally. These jeans are made from renewed cotton. Reducing, reusing, and recycling to keep up with the future for tomorrow.
Clearly, Zara is panicking. Someone in the office was like, they're buying used clothes, what do we do? I don't know, man, put a model on a fucking tractor. Just do something. Boss, what about a swan? Yes, yes, get a swan and a baby duck. Just get it done. That ad is so vague. You could put any brand name at the end and no one would question it.
Reducing, reusing, and recycling to keep up with the future for tomorrow.
You guys, Funyuns care. Now, H&M is trying to do the same thing, but with less ducks.
All I ask is, if part we must, we do so in a responsible way. If you just throw me out, it damages the planet. H&M has a far better answer. They've started what they call their garment collecting program to welcome any of us of any brand, size, age, or color, and in absolutely any state.
Ah, the sorting hat for cargo pants. A pair of shorts come in, they're like, you're going to Mozambique! Cargo shorts are like, no!
They're gonna burn me!
Now, these are all great examples of greenwashing. That's when companies market themselves as being way more green than they really are. Now, they have all kinds of impressive claims, but a lot of them are bullshit. We dug around, and here's what we found. This is Inditex's 2018 annual report. It's 434 pages. We all read annual reports, right? I do. I'm normal. I'm totally normal. So on page 28, they claim that 88% of their waste is reused or recycled. It's great. But 254 pages later, you find out that that 88%, it leaves out the thousands of factories they use around the world where nearly all of their waste comes from. But then you see, hey, at least they're recycling the waste from their stores. That's awesome. That's over 7,000 locations. But then buried even deeper, they're like, psych! The waste from our stores, not included, dum-dum. You see what they're doing? They're burying the key piece of information. It's the same experience as reading the Constitution. Right? You read it, you're like, we the people. We're we. That's me. Then you scroll down and find out, wait, that's not all the people. Then you get even deeper and you're like, they meant hardly any people. Pretty much only people named George and Ben. Everyone else is fucked. So that's Zara. Now, let's talk about those H&M recycling bins. They say, bring in your old shirts. Cool. But almost 90% of clothes end up trashed or burnt. So H&M gets to look green, but they also get you to shop more by giving you a discount to buy even more shit you'll soon be recycling. H&M and Zara also both have eco-friendly clothing lines. H&M's line is called Conscious. And Zara's is called Join Life. You've joined life, right? Are you conscious about life? You gotta be conscious about life before you join it, though. Otherwise, you'll get canceled. Now, the problem with these clothing lines is that so many of the green claims they make are meaningless. And they do that by having words that have no set definition, like green, eco-friendly, ethical, responsibly made, in the most meaningless of them all.
H&M is doing different things to contribute to a more sustainable fashion industry.
We take environmental sustainability very seriously.
The whole company is receiving training in some ways to do with sustainability.
Sustainability. Everybody should be sustainable now.
Yeah. Everybody should be sustainable now. But sustainable has no legal definition. It's like when businesses talk about synergy or when Subway talks about meat. They use ambiguity to sell you the feeling of responsibility. Look at these mid-rise chinos. Now, Zara says it makes these in a way that reduces water consumption in the dyeing process. But the dyeing process only uses 1% of all the water used to make those pants. Take this faux leather coat. Zara claims it's made with the most sustainably produced polyurethane. But how do you sustainably produce clothes made out of oil? It's like having a fair trade blood diamond. It doesn't make any sense. Now, Inditex and H&M say they're working on new recycling techniques, which may be good for the future, but it doesn't change the fact that a lot of the claims they're making right now are deeply misleading. So a few days ago, we got a bunch of clothes from H&M and Zara and created our own fast fashion pop-up to help shoppers see what's really going down. This is H-M, my 100% legal fast fashion pop-up store curating clothes from H&M and Zara's green collections. Welcome to the H-M Life Conscious, Conscious Life, Green Planetary Excellence pop-up.
Wow, that's a lot of words.
We have given each of these articles of clothing an ecological bullshit grade. So anywhere between one garbage truck full of clothes on fire to three garbage trucks full of clothes on fire. Uh-huh. Are you into the print tee?
I am. I'm feeling this.
All of these clothes, the claim is it's made with ecologically grown cotton.
What does that even mean?
It's not even a term. It's kind of like smart water. Or like President Klobuchar.
So it's not really a thing.
It's not a thing. This right here, this little dot, mm-hmm. means recycled materials. Mm-hmm. But it only is this tag.
I feel like scammed.
It's like if they just put parsley on a steak and they were like, oh, enjoy it, vegans.
That's messed up, son.
But is the shirt hot?
I fucking love that
shirt.
Shirt's fire.
This corduroy piece, I think it looks great on you.
Yeah, I like it.
I think this would look great on you.
Me too.
Don't you think?
Three garbage trucks.
Yeah. They say the coating is the most sustainably produced polyurethane. There isn't really such a thing, but it's just the coating. 7/8 of this is all just oil. No, but when someone's like, I love your drip, like. Do you shop in H&M and Zara at all?
This is Zara.
Are you serious?
This jacket.
Oh, that looks perfect.
It's wild, right?
Perfect for fall.
It's perfect for
fall.
God. Uses a ton of water.
A ton of water?
Water. Think of it this way.
I mean, it's nice and soft, but.
Okay. Whoa.
It's like that, but for 10 hours. Don't do that. Don't touch that. We didn't wash that. Don't do that. Is orange your favorite color?
Favorite color, yeah.
I think this dress would look amazing on you, Alexa. This right here is part of H&M's conscious line of clothing.
That's my favorite color.
This is an autumnal sexy carrot. They say that this is eco-friendly because it's part wool.
Okay.
How much wool is in this piece?
I would give it 50%.
35.
You're way off.
18.
18%? More like 4.
4?
4% wool. This right here is the Sunny D of clothing. You got 4% juice and 96% orange product.
And I like Sunny D.
Yeah, and I love Sunny D, but it's killing us. What do you think the other 96% of this is?
Polyester.
You're right. Polyester, polyamide, plastic shit.
Plastic? That's some bullshit.
Do you know what that kind of like looks like or feels like?
Sorta.
Olga! I love this look. Like a ton of fast fashion, this dress is made mostly of polyurethane and polyamide. The wide flare is youthful, the high waist is flattering, and it could scrub the shit out of a bathtub. What part do you think is actually wool?
This cute little button right there.
You got it, that's it right there. This right here has the same proportion in terms of plastic to wool.
Man.
Would you wear this?
I want to be a sexy carrot, but I don't want to destroy the environment.
Don't cry. No, fashion is fun. Don't worry, we recycled everything in that piece. You can read about it in our annual report. Now look, I know what you're probably thinking, right? Come on, Huston, what do you want me to do? Every week there's something I can't do because it's killing the planet. Don't eat meat, don't fly, don't shower so much, don't use straws, and now you're telling me I can't wear hot pants? That's not what I'm saying, you can wear hot pants. You just should wear them longer.
Just by wearing your clothes for 9 months longer, it can reduce your carbon footprint for that garment by 30%.
If everyone bought one used item this year instead of new, it could save nearly 6 pounds of CO2 emissions. That's equivalent to removing 500,000 cars off the road for a year.
Do you guys know what this means? We owe Macklemore a huge apology. Thrift Shop was him trying to save the planet. He was the original Greta Thunberg. But it also means this is an issue where you can make a big difference. Just by wearing your clothes longer or buying one item secondhand, that is 500,000 cars off the road. So if you want to help tonight, I know where you can get a Marvelous Mrs. Maisel jacket pretty cheap. Just meet me at Dunkin' Donuts and bring the cash.